We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
Today's Marks and Reese Show live at Chickies and Pete's. Inviting you to a one-of-a-kind wager and watch experience. The only race and sports book in the USA that's inside a standalone location. Chickies and Pete's Malvern. Check it out. We did the grand opening at Chickies and Pete's Malvern.
Yep.
Which was an awesome location. So go check it out. Place your bets in there. Mike Schmidt's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We have the alumni weekend coming up tonight. Dan Baker is honored. His 50th anniversary salute, Ike Reese. 50 years for Dan Baker.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
50 years.
So
same job, 50 years.
Same job.
Man.
Man, how many Phillies players he announced over 50 years? It's unbelievable.
He probably has at least an exact count, probably.
I saw someone put out something that he has announced 20% of players that ever played Major League Baseball or something like that.
Right, because you get the different players from different teams to wind up coming through here, too.
He's announced everybody.
Yeah.
Away teams, home teams, everything else. So.
Oh, they count the away teams, too.
Yeah,
I got you, yep.
But, yes, Dan is Dan's a local legend.
He's a legend, brother.
So we'll salute him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dake McBride, Ron Reed, is inducted into the Toyota Wall of Fame tomorrow. And then
Dake McBride and Ron Reed?
Yes.
Who is Ron Reed?
He was a reliever that was with the Phillies from 76 to 83.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Ryan Madsen's going on the Wall of Fame next.
Jack, come on, man.
Is Clay Condrey getting
in? Stop it. Clay Condrey wasn't an important member of the bullpen for all those years.
He was on the World Series team.
He was.
J.C. Romero.
Oh,
Juan Carlos.
Yeah.
I love J.C. Romero.
Juan Carlos.
And then Sunday, legends from the 1980s team and other Phillies alumni come out. That's always a lot of fun. And then Ron Reed throws out the first pitch to Bob Boone. Booney's going to be there.
Booney's in town.
You know, our good friend, his son, Aaron Boone. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he will not be there because he's managing.
Oh, okay.
He's a big Ike Reese fan.
Yep.
Big Eagles fan.
Yep, big Eagles fan.
So Schmitty's coming up at 4 o'clock. Pete Rose will also be on the field this weekend. And if you remember the last time, he was supposed to be in the Wall of Fame, and then some stuff came out about involvement with a female that was thought to be underage at the time, and they kind of called it off like that week.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember doing shows that week, and it was like Thursday or Friday. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to do it, or the Phillies called it off or whatever. So he's going to be back this weekend.
Yeah. Good. Good for him. Good for the Phillies. They obviously wanted him here. They got permission from the league to have him here and have him down on the field to be, you know, celebrated and honored with the rest of his teammates from that 80 championship team. It's good for baseball. I understand all the other stuff. I get it. But I think it'll be a warm welcoming for him. I think the fans will obviously be first class.
Yep.
It's a celebratory day. So
he's going to get a huge
and it's
ovation.
Not like he's speaking, you know, or anything like that nature. He's just going to wave. And
he's going to get a huge ovation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think I can – differentiate between the guy that he probably is and the Philly that, because I mean, he was an important part of a championship team, and that's what they're trying to celebrate down there. And
I mean, and quite frankly, it would be hard to do any other thing with all the other players on the field. We ain't gonna do like
right,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I could have boo everybody.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Phillies plan on introducing everyone individually and having them come out the dugout, or just the whole team comes out. Like, I don't know.
I would think they get introduced individually.
Okay.
But he's gonna get a huge ovation.
Yeah.
I know that some people are the mindset. And Angelo.
Well, he'll get an ovation. I don't know how big it's gonna be.
I think it's good. Well, I mean, when was the last time Pete was? I mean, he might have been here, but I don't remember him being on the field for any introduction.
No.
This will be his first time on the
field. Yeah, last time Pete Rose was on the field was the All-Star game in Atlanta, right? To celebrate the, 100 years of baseball? What was that? The century team or something?
Where Jim Gray started
I think that's the last time he was on. I think. I could be wrong.
He might have done something in Cincinnati, but.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
maybe.
There haven't been.
Maybe they honored one of those big red machine teams and they let him come.
Right.
Yeah.
Which they may have. But to your point, I don't remember him being. I mean, the Wall of Fame a couple years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was supposed to be that. So.
Is he not on the wall?
No.
He's not.
They never. I don't believe they.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yes.
That way? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll talk to
this
Mike.
This may open the door for him to do that one day.
Maybe.
They wind up doing it one day. Yeah.
Maybe. So, and I won't be able to see the game tonight, Ike, because it's on Apple TV, and I don't know how to.
Oh, we're doing that again tonight?
Yeah. I don't. I can't. God. Jack. You guys were both off, and I said, like, I can't. Well, I have to listen on WIP because I don't know how to use Apple TV.
Yeah, I couldn't find it that night either. I remember that. Yep.
Jack, it's not that hard to find.
Well,
yeah, but I just don't want to. I just don't want to find it.
Well, then you just don't like
you
the
don't
you hate
find
the Phil.
No, I
no,
just
you
don't.
You don't want to experience what is a Phil's team that's figuring out how to win. A gritty win last night in five innings.
I will listen on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Or I will, if I'm in my kitchen doing dishes or whatever, I'll put it on my my kitchen radio. I'll be just fine. I don't need to watch it, Jack.
Right.
I'm fine. I listen to a lot of the games. I don't need to watch it. It may be on the TV muted or whatever. Like, I can just listen to it. I don't need to watch it.
I genuinely never get the outrage about, like sports are going towards streaming services. Like, they got to figure out how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that, you know, it's hard to find at this point, but figure it out, you know.
Figure it out, man.
Yeah. Well, that's why I had to rip the baby boomers last week. You know, they had to complain about, oh, I can't find anything. Well, work harder.
Yeah, Jack, you're giving my grandmother the middle finger because she used to, at the nursing home, the only thing that she would want every day is to turn on her TV, and she knew when the Phillies were playing, and she knew the channel was on. You're taking Mimi's Phillies game away from her. She wouldn't be able to watch the Phillies.
Yeah, bye-bye, Mimi. Go with the times.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't care about the old people that are trying to support the Phillies.
I care about the old people, but figure it out.
Don't.
Like, this whole generation, this older generation, they just give in. You know, just you got to figure it out. Go with the times.
All right. Well, we're going to, Jack, I'll give out your cell number. You can help all the people that need help.
No problem. I'll be right over.
All right. We'll get into that. All right, Michael Jack Schmidt coming up in a little bit. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support to home team shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's hit some phone calls. We have Gary in Lancaster. Gary, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's up? First time, long time.
Oh, Gary, hang on a second. We're supposed to do the fantasy stuff here. So we'll take Gary, and then we'll announce the fantasy stuff. I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead, Gary.
Go ahead, Gary, or you're doing fantasy?
No, go ahead, Gary. I just wanted to say I forgot about it.
So basically, given the current news of the offense struggling in training camp and pretty much looking like last year, I have a contingency plan for the Eagles. So basically what I would like to see Howie do is reach out to like Garoppolo or somebody, pay them on a one-year deal just to come in as the good guy backup, allegedly. Then by week 7, if Hurts is playing like McNabb, you trade Garoppolo for a first-round pick to whatever team has an injured quarterback, and then you're kind of safe both ways. We don't have to watch the exact same season as last year.
What do you want them to do? I'm sorry.
Pick up Garoppolo.
Oh, they're not picking up Garoppolo, Gary.
Why not?
But why would you want to bring in a guy that's probably similar to Jalen Hurts when you have a younger version that doesn't cost any money that you can find out about him?
I agree. Why do you want to bring that? He has Super Bowl experience. We're going to watch the same exact season again this year. It's going to be really depressing.
Well, it's because you don't believe in Jalen Hurts, and that's fine. But like, why would you want to bring in a guy that's already shown he's not? I mean, maybe he's been to a Super Bowl, but the reason why they didn't win a Super Bowl is he can't throw it.
Well, you turn that cash into a first round pick anyway, because by week 7 you just trade him the Lions when Jared Goff breaks his leg or something. And then you're not really that worse off.
Huh?
Yeah, they're not getting – you're not signing Jimmy Garoppolo, and then you get a first-round draft pick for him in week 7. That's not going to happen. I know some people –
you got a first-round pick for Bradford.
Yeah, well, so are you getting a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo right now? You know, he's available right now for any team.
Right.
Right? So
you need a starting quarterback to go down.
Right. You would need to get lucky.
Yes.
So I don't think they're gonna take – I mean, if he's released and anybody can sign him – then he's going to go to the team that gives him the best chance to play this year or puts him in the best spot to get a contract next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't be here. right? It's just not realistic at this point to go after Garoppolo. If they decided in this past offseason, no, we really don't believe in Hurts, yeah, okay, then maybe it would have made sense with Garoppolo. He also just had shoulder surgery. He's barely throwing the ball yet, which complicates things.
Yeah, I don't know where he ends up. I don't know.
I don't think San Francisco wants to send him to Seattle because that's
but they cut him, though. They're not going to have a choice.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah, they don't get a choice in where he goes.
The Deshaun Watson thing's interesting because, like, Jacoby Brissett for 6 games, I think the Browns would be okay with that. Jacoby Brissett for the whole season, they feel like that's too much. Maybe they would make a move for Garoppolo. You're not giving up a lot. It's probably a mid to late round pick. San Francisco maybe throws in some money and then whatever. But outside of that, I don't know
where
he
goes. I don't think anybody wants to trade for him.
No.
Like, if they know the 49ers have to cut him, why? Like, I mean, unless a team gets desperate or they feel like their quarterback is terrible, I mean, I guess that's what the 49ers are waiting for. But other than that, like, nobody's running to get Jimmy Garoppolo right now.
Nope. They're not.
Yeah.
OG Wade, hang on a second, because fantasy football, the league, Ike, it's been a lot of fun the last couple years. I actually won the Marks and Reese Fantasy League last year.
You did?
Forget who I beat.
You beat Yoshi.
Yoshi. I beat Yoshi. That's right. I beat Yoshi.
Because Yoshi beat me in the semis.
So normally, the person that wins, the team that wins the league, gets an automatic entry the following year. Being that I won last year, no one gets an automatic entry.
Uh-oh.
So there are 10 spots that are up for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is the commissioner. He does not get a team. I get a team. Ike gets a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 10 spots, and we give them away in various ways over the air, starting next week.
Yeah. Excited about that. Not excited about my third-place finish from last year, as I thought I had a pretty good damn team that looked good pretty much all year long. Then all of a sudden, I played Wentz the last 2 weeks of the championship, and we all know what the hell happened out there in Indy those last 2 weeks.
He wasn't good, if my memory
serves. Yeah, that cost me the damn fantasy championship. Yeah.
Guess that's fitting. I guess that helped disband the LTBB.
Yeah, that certainly put a nail in that coffin, yeah.
All right, well, Jack, we have a couple things we have to decide here, mainly being I love the fact that our most prolific callers have been in the league, are in the league, but we just need to, before we go into it, are we allowing back-to-back year for the listeners?
We don't do back-to-back, but I do think if you were in before, I don't think that means, like, you can't be in it again. There's a couple big callers that were in it, like, 2 years ago. You
know,
I think they get a year out, and if they happen to be good again, we can get them back in this time.
Okay, yeah. But it can't be back-to-back. So Yoshi would not be in. Chuck would not be in.
But Chuck was also providing good content for the show with never winning a game, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because we'll get some people that we put in, and then we don't hear from them the entire year. Mm-hmm. To where Chuck, he could call in every week. Remember, Jack was hitting the Chihuahua bark when he couldn't win a game, and he was so mad over it.
Loved it.
So what do we think? Final answer? Can't go back-to-back, or we leave it open?
I say no back-to-back, but also could change your mind as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we leave it open for everybody.
Yeah.
We can use the back-to-back when we're like, nah, we don't want to go back-to-back with that person.
Another key question here is, are we going to find a new Cowboys fan? Because we even heard from Angry Allen a little bit.
Yeah, and he just can't start calling in and being like, come on, man, I'm a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You need to put me in. I mean, I love Al, and you know, I always love Al, but I don't think our audience really knows him. Like the other callers. He didn't call. I mean, he hasn't called. He's probably called like 2 times.
Yeah, he's what the kids
year.
Would call washed, you know? He's not. This new crop of listeners don't really know Al that well.
Right.
Wow.
So the other question is, do we put Herb in as an automatic bid?
Well, if you want a free win every week,
just
sure.
For content. But, Jack, then you'd have to manage his accounts. I don't know if he could handle it.
Do you think Herb knows how to set a lineup?
No.
Let's ask him. Herb, do you want to play fantasy football with us this year?
Yeah, but I guess, you know, the only time I'm going to be going away at the end of September, and I'm going to be going away at the end of August.
Are you leaving the planet? Are you going into outer space?
What's that?
Are you going into outer space?
No.
In other words, you have a phone. You can take it anywhere you want to. You don't necessarily have to be here to play fantasy
football.
Right,
you don't have to be in the Philadelphia area.
I'm going out of the country. country. I don't know if I can get service.
Where are you going out of the country?
Come on, Herb.
On a cruise.
Uh-oh. Are you going on a cruise with Herb?
Miss Playboy, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so what's going on, Herb? You got a new girlfriend? I need details on this. What's going on, man?
Yeah, whatever. I got a girl, whatever.
Where'd you guys meet? No, we need details, Herb. You came here and you were showing pictures to Ike. I want to know more details. Where'd you guys meet?
I've been with her for 4 years, man.
Oh,
you just got back to you rekindled the relationship.
No. It's hit and miss, man. It's hit and miss.
Off and on.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's understandable.
We didn't know that, Herb. We didn't know that about you. I thought you were a lonely fella. But now I didn't know that.
Not a lonely fella.
All right, now are you generous towards her? Is that how you keep her around? You take care of her?
Yeah, of course I take care of her.
All right.
We're not talking about like that, Herb. We're talking about
hardest wood I had ever touched.
I know what you were thinking. Like, of course I take care of her.
Talking about that Chuck from Mount Airy and all these negative callers.
Yeah, what do you think, Herb?
Because I'm going to be there on Sunday, and I'm going to check everything out.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, get the ball out, okay?
It's 1, 2, 3, Herb, not 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't have that much time.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just going to say it's 1, 2, 3, get the ball out.
There we go.
But if it's 4 and he throws a long pass and the guy catches it, it's okay.
It's acceptable, yeah.
Right. And,
yeah.
What I'm telling you now is, all these negative fans, all these negative callers from every day, every week, all of them, they got to go. We don't need this quarterback or other players on this team to start turning on the radio and hearing about all this dumb noise. You know what I mean?
Right.
When this is a running football team, they're not going to wait until they play the game. The exhibition game, see what they're doing. They don't want to get any of their stars hurt, okay? You're going to have to wait until September when the real game counts. They're going to run the football. They're going to pass the football. They're going to try to put themselves in
Dynamite stuff, Herb. Dynamite. Listen, we got to run, Herb, but thank you. Find Jack and Elliot and Ike on Sunday.
Mm-mm. He doesn't sound like he wants to be in the fantasy league.
No. Take that as a no.
I take it as a no, and and you can say thank you to us now because that would have been absolute hell for
you. Oh, man, that would have been hell.
Would have been fun, though. Would have been fun. OG Wade's checking in. Mike Schmidt's going to join us top of the hour, 4 o'clock. What's up, OG Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today, man?
What's up, Wade?
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I want everybody to understand, when you're dealing with Chuck, you already know, and I said it, he's 4 cents short of a dime. So I don't want to say what that really means, but y'all guys got to stop taking this dude and thinking he's putting out negative stuff. That's what he is, and it's basically, he really hates Jalen because he don't like me. But he's not man enough to step up to me, so he'll just hate Jalen. But we'll deal with that at another moment, in another time. Mm-hmm. But I just want to talk to basically about this offense and everybody. We got to understand, these guys are working on stuff. They're not out here trying to impress the media with their accuracy, they're out there working on things that they need to be working on. And I don't want to sound redundant, but if you can't sit there and take a report from Elliot and from Ruben Frank and not go take it to the damn moon, don't even listen to it. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is basically supposed to be a conduit so they can communicate with the listeners and the fans, but y'all guys take it like this is like we 0-11 or something. Don't these people, players get that thing going on so that we can get to the season? I mean, because you're not going to see anything, even if Jalen came out and was perfect and OT, I guess everybody was, that's just practice. So
just
why?
Practice.
What does it matter?
Right.
I'm just saying, we had, and speaking to, last year, when everybody said we struggled to move the ball. No, we were moving the ball, but Sirianni had his receivers in offensive pass interference week after week after week after week, And that stuff interfered. That's 40, 54 points we had last year taken off the board. That's a lot of damn points, and that's a lot of, offensive production that came off of the stat sheet. So I'm not going
to
go back to
that. Is that including stepping
out
of bounds? Because I know you like to. So that is including.
Yes.
Right.
Well, because everybody's saying that Devontae Smith, that Jalen missed. Well, Devontae Smith stepped out of bounds 3 times last year, and they were touchdowns. He also took his eye off a ball and came back to the huddle and said, "My bad, Jay." That was a 50-yard touchdown strike that he lost in it. Why are you looking down when the damn ball is on its way? Don't make me start, pointing out stuff. But I'm just saying, if y'all want to jump on a Duke, I'm going to jump on you. So, and I always said, you can say what you want as long as it's fair. And the stuff that I'm hearing from that idiot out there, Chuck, that it doesn't even,
You're all about fair and accurate, right, Wade?
I mean, for the most part, my thing is just here. Let's just not overreact to anything. Let's just wait to. I know it's all right. We got to do the radio, the content, and all that other stuff. But, bro, the games is right around the corner. All right? All y'all guys are going to be satisfied. I know damn well the Duke is going to do his thing. He can't do much in no damn OTA and no training camp. He needs to get better at. Huh?
He could. He could look better. He can look better in practice. He doesn't have to look good.
To me, the way I hear it, I think the things that he's doing is fine. Could he be doing things better? Absolutely. But for the most part, I need him to – what he was missing before when they first came in with the OTAs, everybody say, him and AJ wasn't on the same page. Now they're on the same page.
All right, we got you. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off, but I can't wait. I can't make Michael Jack Schmidt wait.
No.
Because he's coming up next. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's, book your fantasy football draft parties right here. Details at chickiesandpete's.com. Mike Schmidt coming up next, talking about the 80s team, talking about this weekend, and also what he's seen since the trade deadline, and does he think this team is different? That and more with a Philadelphia legend, Michael Jack Schmidt. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.